Kobayashi Maru, because Scully is still in Las Vegas,
which is also a no-win scenario.
It is indeed a no-win scenario. I'm here with Hot Stuff and Xenophobe and Riff.
Hi.
Second show in a row.
It seems like we just did this.
Thursday we'll make three again, but
yeah.
So Hot Stuff and my wife and I went up to Vegas this weekend to see Scully and to give away vaginal blood fart, because we really didn't want it anymore. they had a lovely wedding at the Hojo.
It was surprisingly nice, actually.
Yeah. It looked pretty sketchy from the outside, but you get in there and it's like, a decent chapel. And Reverend Cock administered the ceremony. His name was actually Reverend Cotton, but when he came up and said, "I'm Reverend Cotton," everyone thought he said, "I'm Reverend Cock." So everybody kind of laughed, and we're like, "What?"
See, I would have expected that in Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
Yeah.
And so also now Frankie the Bone Saw.
Right, yeah. I lost the company to Frankie the Bone Saw, so you might... He says he's not going to change anything from a management standpoint, but, you know, if you start noticing...
More penguins.
Oh, by the way, this month we've got 30 items of the month for sale. Sorry about that, and each of them is, you know, just... It's like another item in the game, only 100 times as powerful. every single one.
So one of us is going to have to drag ourselves out of a Los Angeles ghetto and become a real estate tycoon / government mercenary. From which I cribbed entirely from the dev log that I made today.
Yeah, did you just make that up?
No, it's San Andreas.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That sounded very Grand Theft Auto to me.
I see.
Yeah, okay, thus the
eye patch and the pink heart boxer short over there, right? Yeah, see, I never actually got anywhere in San Andreas.
Well, you got to the part where you dragged yourself out of the ghetto, and then you just quit.
Well, yeah, I guess. I dragged myself out of the ghetto onto like, some fucking impossible driving a tanker truck around missions that I then gave up on.
The point with that was you don't drive it very fast. You take the corners kind of slow.
Yeah.
The cops aren't going to be able to knock the damn thing over.
Yeah. guess I should have given it another chance. But I kept getting pissed off because as soon as you're out in the, like, wilderness missions, like, you fail a mission, and it just fucking drops you in the middle of nowhere, like, 30 minutes walk from anywhere that you want to be.
Wow, that kind of sucks.
That never really happened to me.
Because you never lost all the missions, because you're good at video games.
Well, I lost missions. I just found cars after I died and drove.
Whatever.
The trick is that you're supposed to stash cars in trees like squirrels.
Right.
Or
right.
Berries.
Or in your cheeks.
Yeah.
You keep a couple extra cars in your cheeks.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a little bit of fun in Vegas.
We saw Blue Man Group.
We did. We saw Blue Man
awesome.
Group. That was pretty cool. I'd never seen Blue Man Group, and I'd never been, you know, covered in paper towels in front of people.
That sounds like a good weekend, being covered in paper towels.
Yep. They're recycled, though.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah. And,
We saw a Star Trek experience.
Yeah, we did
multiple
Star
times.
Trek experience. That's where we learned about the Kobayashi Maru situation, and then right before the show started, Xenophobe mentioned the Kobayashi Maru.
Independent.
How did it work? How did the Kobayashi? He had to reprogram the simulator to be able to win.
I'm not
it.
A Star Trek fan.
I don't remember.
He apparently failed the no-end scenario twice in his like Starfleet experience, and then the third time he cheated by reprogramming the simulator so that there was a win condition, and then beat it. And he's apparently the only person in history that thought to do that. Go Kirk.
I see. Turns out William Shatner is the Kwisatz Haderach.
Yes.
His name is a killing word.
Yeah.
Shatner.
Safe.
Yeah, but I mean, the movie probably has a lot more like resonance with people than the books, just because it's more widely known.
Whatever.
I'm not saying it's right.
Also oscillate at a frequency that's more common to the frequency
yeah.
which other people
yeah,
oscillate.
Yeah, it is actually more resonant.
If you walk without rhythm, you won't attract the woman.
If you dance without rhythm.
You won't attract the fly honeys.
Tommy Tom says, vis-a-vis last Thursday show. Okay, time to geek out on alignments. Xenophobe, if you're true neutral, it means you're dedicated to preserving balance. Most people who aren't precisely good but don't mean anyone any specific harm are lawful neutral because they function within the order of society to a degree. Jick, you say you wouldn't be lawful because you don't want to obey laws you disagree with, but there's a bunch of controversy about that. At least as much controversy as a bunch of nerds can muster. Lawful can either mean you adhere to a society's laws or just your own code of conduct. Basically, if you think things through and make decisions that make sense to you, you're probably lawful. My favorite alignment is chaotic neutral because it represents the sort of aimless randomness displayed by the insane.
I think Tommy Tom, when we were talking about this before the show, kind of adheres to the second edition version of the alignments. If you play third edition Dungeons and Dragons...
Is that the D20 version or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you play that version, the alignment rules are a little bit faster and looser. It's not, like, quite as hard line as the second edition ones.
I have not played any D&D since third edition came out. All my D&D playing was first and second.
I in college, every Friday, I would get on IRC, and I would play second edition. Or
IRC, D&D, that's cool.
It's actually real... The medium suits it very well.
I was going to say, that seems like a
party. IRC, D&D, STFU.
But the fact
LOL.
That you can send private messages kind of adds a new complexity on
right.
the game.
Right,
because characters can work against other players, and like my character was basically a spy for the big bad in the world for the entire thing, and no one knew until the very last game.
That's cool. We used to pass a lot of notes back and forth, but
yeah.
that slows
notes,
down stuff.
Yeah,
a lot.
Passing notes always makes people nervous. But with IRC, you can private messaging. No one is.
Yeah, you. I mean, you just get into the habit of passing a lot of blank notes.
Yeah, yeah, that was what we used to do in playing Paranoia.
Yeah, that's where we started doing the
note
DM
thing. Passes you a note that says, "Read this, smile knowingly, and then eat it."
and then like a couple of days later, you have the worst bowel movement of your life.
Yeah.
Or it turns out it's written on a sheet of delicious rice paper.
I was going to say fruit leather, but yeah.
Good luck writing on that, by the way.
Yeah.
You write on it with icing.
How would that work when you unfold it?
And, oh, okay.
smug, smush, smug. Okay. Okay.
let's see. Oh, yeah.
Best radio ever.
Yeah, yeah, we're all reading questions. They're all really long, and they're all asking lots of different features for combat action bars, which I predicted to some degree, I think, and have thusly ignored most of them.
It's, I mean, it is kind of, it's funny and awesome how the response has been so overwhelmingly positive, but almost all of it has been tinged by, but oh, could you add X, you know?
A lot of times where X is already a feature that exists.
Yeah. the number of people who have asked for an adventure, again, like, that works not in combat. I mean, discounting things like Basement and some other things, but like, for normal adventures, a lot of people have been asking for that. And you can already do that with the backtick key or the backslash key.
Yeah, I think people are not aware of that shortcut, and so they're binding a key at an adventure again,
yes,
and then not able to.
I mostly kept that button in just for the sort of tactile response on the action bar.
Yeah.
So you can see whenever it's an adventure again, when it's a repeat action.
And
it's easier.
There are people for whom the number keys work and all the other symbols do not.
People with keyboards that aren't good old American keyboards.
I see.
A lot of them don't have a backtick or a backslash, and I don't really know that there's much I can do for that.
I mean, at least not built into the browser. It seems like there are some second party or fourth party or
20
party of five options for people who want to do that. At least in Windows, there's like a thing that allows you to sort of reset key binds and stuff.
Yeah, I don't really want to pollute the normal letter space that much, just because I think that's a bad idea. Shift I and Shift S are already kind of pushing it.
Yeah, that's true. Because if somebody thinks they're in the chat, pane,
I definitely don't want to put adventure again on that.
Right.
On any key that you would normally type in.
Anything that could actually spend anything when you're in combat.
The amount of conflict that you had to resolve between, like, the browser shifting to the chat pane or to the search ahead stuff or to whatever. Like,
it's been an uphill battle just to get these keybinds working.
Exactly.
Like there's an outstanding bug with the dash key that sometimes it'll funk sling two of the same item if you push it once. I'm just trying to figure out how the hell I'm going to fix that. And I've been kind of dragging my feet because people who know can, you know, not bind an item to that key and they're fine. But
right.
It has to do with the fact that the dash button wasn't working at all in either some browser. Because I basically had to register two events to it, and I think Firefox is firing both of those events as one or the other. So I'm gonna have to cipher my way through that. That should be fun.
So yeah, I downloaded the Firefox 3 beta, thinking or hoping that it would solve this fucked up problem that I've been having ever since the last Firefox patch. Maybe somebody out there knows how to fix this. But Firefox, on both my computer here and my computer at work, every 10, 15, 20 minutes, just starts grinding the shit out of the hard drive and becomes totally unresponsive for anywhere from like 5 to 30 seconds.
That's weird. That has not happened to me at all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you using some kind of add-on on all these machines?
No. I have no add-ons at all on my machine at home. So, yeah. I'm using Grease Monkey on the one here because I like using Grease Monkey scripts to play Twilight Heroes because I'm a dirty exploiter. just unmoving combat buttons. So that I can skip through all the content without reading it.
That's something that you would do.
Yeah, that's what it's for. Arg FW says, how come the plus size phylactery is a quest item while the other three crypt items aren't? Collectors of once per ascension junk need to know. I did that because the plus size phylactery is the only one that you can only use against that particular monster in the crypt. And you can only get one of them. So the others, like the bone saw works on any skeleton, the ghoul be gone works on any ghoul, the fourth one that I don't remember what it is, oh, the half rotten brain or something works on any zombie. That's why. Because it doesn't make any sense that you'd be able to just collect random phylacteries and then use them against any lich. It's the plus-sized phylactery for the gargantuan.
Because we're all about narrative consistency.
Well, we do try, though.
No, I know. It's just sometimes we will stretch things so far that it's a wonder that we tried in the first place.
Inferno Hero says, hey guys, I'm not one to normally complain, but I have to about this item of the month. It's too awesome. It's got too much content. Also, Octopussy. Seriously, though, it's great. Nice work on the new combat interface thing, but all that technical stuff that Xeno revealed in the forum post, couldn't some of that be used for griefing, or am I missing something?
For a very limited, preventable definition of griefing, yes. If someone released a rogue GM script that just clobbered that variable, they could use that to reset your combat action bars. You know. I don't know that anyone's even using that yet. I haven't really looked.
I'm curious. The people were talking about a couple of Grease Monkey scripts in particular that they use for, like, buffing themselves outside of combat or whatever, and I'm sort of curious as to how those scripts work. I kind of wanted to download them just to try them out.
I don't know.
To see what it is that people are sort of in agreement is a good way of
I saw a couple of screenshots. I think C.D. Moyer was there or someone was showing me, and it looked just god-awful complicated and disgustingly horribly looking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Kudos to whoever wrote that, by the way. I don't know who you are.
A lot of people using Grease Monkey, they care a lot more about usability than aesthetics, whereas we sort of insist on having both if we're going to do something.
Yeah, I kind of follow the KISS principle to be extreme whenever I'm trying
to.
So in
every decision, you find the maximal way to rock and roll all night and party every day?
Usually, yeah.
You have to wear face paint every time.
Also, lots of cocaine.
I see.
But, the keep it simple, stupid principle, for those of you who didn't catch that. I try to follow that whenever I can. Obviously, Combat Action Bars doesn't follow that at all. But, it's optional, so I figure that's okay. But for default interfaces, I would prefer that they are simple to the point of sort of ubiquitousness. Whereas you'll be able to look at it like, oh, this is how this works. I don't have to read a forum post, which hardly anyone did read my forum post.
Yeah.
I should have expected that.
You said that there were 10,000 people using the action bar at last check, right?
Nobody reads the manuals.
Yeah, and there are about 8,000 views on that thread.
Okay. That's funny, because you got to figure some people viewed it more than once.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if it stores that in the...
It does. I've seen it go up whenever I was going in and editing the thing.
Papa Yatako says, if both sides get wiped out in the island war quest, can the hippie camp show up as stoned back to the bomb age? hippies. Putineska says, now that the shady pirate has lost his guitar and barnacle, do you think he can get another drop or some meat or something?
Shade. He just casts some shade.
Hoshinokabe says, if you trade in 200 lucres for olfaction in Bad Moon, do you get to use that skill during that Bad Moon run? I guess you would, yeah.
If you spent 200 days.
Yeah, you'd be able to speed up your run by however many days it took after your 200th day.
Don't do it, man.
It's not a good idea.
Lord Derby says, from the Unholy Rites adventure, you properly punctuate all your dialogue and avoid unnecessary commas. You even correctly use the M-dash to separate clauses in your sentences. I find it a little ironic that the M-dash isn't properly used here. You're not supposed to put spaces around it, and what's written is two hyphens instead of an M-dash. It's almost as though that's the point of that. I'm a big fan of unnecessary commas. Scully has no idea how to punctuate dialogue. Of course, neither do I. I do
the two dash spaces around the M dash.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure that is valid as a substitute M dash.
Because there's not really an M dash button on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Right. And when Word puts an M dash in for you, it fucks up when you try and display it in a browser anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there is an ampersand semicolon sign for
there
M dash. Is it M dash?
Yeah. Yeah, I used the N dash on the combat action bar because the normal hyphen was too short, and the M dash was too long, so there was an N dash. That's a little bit shorter, and it looked pretty good, so I used it.
It's frustrating, like having an opinion about punctuation.
Yeah,
because there are a lot of opinions about punctuation in this particular subset of.
Creative focus about punctuation are like assholes.
Yes, but I mean, in this group in particular, where like so much of what we do is written, and so much of who we are is sort of apparently like constrained in how we decide to punctuate that typing. I mean, Mr. Skullhead is on it, literally on a campaign to change the way that people think about particular forms of punctuation. So,
and I'm sure that's very personally fulfilling for him.
I punctuate dialogue improperly because if somebody's fucking talking over multiple paragraphs, I as a programmer cannot deal with opening a double quote and not closing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't care how right that is. The thing is, it doesn't look. I guess it does look wrong, because what is implied is that the other person in the conversation is speaking when you do that. And I guess I always wondered how it is that you're supposed to be able to tell in a multi-line thing. But the other thing is, the only situations in which you would figure that out, you would have to look back and see if there was an end quote or not. Like, it's not clear. That's not... I don't feel like that's something that most readers know. It might be something that most writers know, but I had never even fucking heard of that until, like, a year ago.
I would say that people who read books regularly, especially novels with a lot of dialogue, would know that...
Not me.
Would know that pretty well. You know, I would know that... You know what I mean?
Most of the time, anything that I've read, it doesn't seem like I usually break dialogue over multiple paragraphs. I think they solved that problem by
avoiding it
in the first place.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to quote something that's really long and has multiple paragraphs, you'd usually indent it and then cite it, you know, on one side or the other.
Right.
It's just, I think it's sort of a weird thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, and I get around that by just not doing that.
By not using any punctuation at all.
Well, or just, he continues.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he paces in a circle while... finishing his thought from the previous paragraph.
While contemplating how to punctuate this next sentence.
See, we would totally do something like that, and it would be funny.
In an effort to avoid unsightly punctuation, he paused.
That's something that I worry about.
Left says, "Hey, JNS, and or anyone else, have you seen the HBO series Flight of the Conchords? Please make references off the show. Thanks. The humans are dead." There are already... Flight of the Conchords references. I'm pretty sure that party hat from the Jarlsberg's feast has the
pretty Prince of Persia,
Ramashalaka, Raka Raka Shankar. John Zay says, "The clockwork key, last I checked, doesn't work at the sorceress's locked door, the one that accepts any key. This has probably already been pointed out." Yeah, there are a lot of keys in the game now that didn't used to be there that don't do anything in that door. One of these days, we might ought to look at that. I keep saying that. I feel like I've been saying that for multiple years.
Many years. Yeah. Many, many years.
Had an idea, though, that I should tell Rip about at some point when it wouldn't be all spoil-zored.
You could do it in code right now. That'd be kind of cool. If you guys knew in code.
Not really.
If we had some sort of code... that we'd already agreed on. Yeah.
Everybody knows that code. It's Morse code.
No, we're using a variant of Morse code.
Yeah. Called I Don't Know Morse Code.
Making up right now, yeah.
And you just sort of make random beeps and hope the other person understands.
Yeah. How do you pronounce that name? Noe Menang?
Noe Menang.
Anyways, that person says, "In response to last week's show, my laptop has a number pad on it. 18x32. Wow. Must be a very heavy laptop.
Very wide laptop.
Yeah. A wide end.
It could.
Well, it doesn't have the UIOP JKL keys.
Oh.
It's just...
he also says, what does Xeno actually work for? Is it asymmetric? Yep, they pay me specifically to work on this game. Crazy, I know, but you know, it's their money.
An 18-inch screen is just a diagonal measure, right? So it could just be like 1 inch tall and... or like 17-ish inches across. It doesn't have to be that big. It could be like a lap bar. Sort of like, imagine a cell phone that was like over a foot long that you like flipped open. And it has a number pad. Hey, I'm not making this stuff up.
Except for the part where you are, which is right now.
No, that was earlier.
Weird. So there's some... MySpace page pretending to be the original JIC-approved KOL page, which is What? Very much not. I've never approved of a single thing on MySpace.
Yeah, are you going to make me load a MySpace page?
Don't bother.
Okay.
Does it play a song?
It doesn't.
I was going to say, is it MySpace? It probably does if it's MySpace.
It actually just loads a 4-gig video file into memory. So.
Wait, all MySpace pages don't do that?
Yeah, no, I think most of them do. Yeah.
I think it has some plagiarism from the Wikipedia, in fact.
It does. Can you really plagiarize Wikipedia, though?
Sure. People do it all the time in their term papers. And I think...
See, if I was going to plagiarize Wikipedia, I would do so and then edit.
Then edit, yeah.
So that way it wasn't the same.
I mean, I think there have been journalists that have been fired for plagiarizing Wikipedia in articles and stuff.
That's weird. I don't understand why you would do... Like,
why you would never just paraphrase.
Yeah, why you wouldn't just paraphrase. You know?
People are lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Huh.
Pint of Tea says, why don't the attack options on the Action Combat bar grey out like the pickpocket option once the monster is dead? I don't know. That wasn't actually the one I wanted to read. It was this one. They're both about the combat action.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Tom93 says, I love the new combat bar, but would it be possible to gray out the repeat last action button when you can't do it again? I tried to re-pickpocket a monster about 5 times. That's not a bad idea. I'll put that on deck for the next change I make to it. That's not very hard to do.
The Duminator says, today I was surprised as I finally got my Robo-Goose to find that there wasn't a block on naming it Evangelion or Unit 1, 2, 3, etc. Considering how all of you are Nazis and hate an awesome show...
I'm not familiar enough with that show.
I like Evangelion, but I think mainly I like it because I haven't watched the last 3 episodes.
I hear that about that show.
Yeah, he says, but actually the last 3 to 4 episodes did suck. And then he says, okay, now you've done it. Clanbreaker 1, this person's blood-faced volleyball is named Wilson. Assholes.
I wonder who that is.
I am Legion.
Giga Shadow Funf says, Riff, in honor of your bardiness, I named the bard in Saga Frontier, who's named Loot after you.
Great.
Rifflespear?
You spoony bard. So I have been playing Final Fantasy VI. I bought it. And it turns out you just can't get it anywhere. I had to buy it. I think I paid like $35 for it. It's a fucking GBA game. I had to buy it from like an Amazon used store. But I've gotten further into it than I ever got on an actual console or on an emulator.
Cool.
So I'm kind of enjoying it.
I've got a copy of that here somewhere. I should play that too.
I just got the sort of savage beast boy who learns attacks from other monsters. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get to ever take him anywhere other than on the veldt?
I don't remember.
I'm not really... The weird thing is, it doesn't really seem to operate like most RPGs. There's not, like... Or at least, like, the Final Fantasies that I've played before. There's not, like, a town where you get better gear for... Unless it eventually settles down into more of a normal RPG pattern.
Yeah.
Like, there's never been a time when I've been able to select which people go with me.
Yeah.
Does there ever get to a point?
Final Fantasy IV was like that, too. There was never... all the team members were always railroaded that you never let you pick.
There's at least one event where you have to divide your guys up into 2 or 3 squads, but it's only for, like, the duration of this one event.
Uh-huh.
I think the interchangeable party thing really didn't come into vogue until Final Fantasy VII.
I see. I don't think I ever got far enough in Final Fantasy VII to have more people than I could have at once.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I don't need to worry. I mean, the other thing is I've spent very little time grinding levels, which... Do you not have to do that very much in?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been years since I played.
Yeah.
I've just been naming everybody the defaults rather than everybody, you know, being cock or
Douglas.
Or Douglas.
Well, you know, that's convenient for walkthroughs.
That's the only reason why I would ever name them the defaults, so that way I knew who was what for the walkthrough.
Which one of my guys is named Balls?
Fag balls. Yeah.
Hot gag.
I like it how he snuck a Gareth Gobblecock into Tabula Rasa. Redundant Swami says, since KOL has a satellite now, do you have spacemen working up there? Are we going to be able to play KOL in space? Also, the April Familiar of the Month should be a blood rain cloud. It could, yeah, it could have boobs and not much else going for it. Yeah, I guess. Speaking of which, it's March. It's March?
Yep.
Is it March? Okay. It's March, and we still don't have a filthy slut calendar for the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
No, you say that, and I just today took down the terrible one from last year and threw it away.
Yeah, that one was really terrible.
God.
We need to get an acceptable filthy slut calendar.
Was the one you guys had in there the FHM?
Yeah.
That pretty much is not good.
Yeah, no, it was worthless. And somebody had switched it back to Jerry Ryan from November. And yeah, Jerry Ryan's not attractive.
It was better than what the other one was.
Yeah. And then for a while, it's like, you know, like Anna Nicole Smith would be on air and Riff would just, like, smear shit all over it when he went into the bathroom because he hated Anna Nicole Smith so much. And that got to be kind of nasty, so we had to skip a month.
No, I think that
there.
Was just
a hat. Yeah, Foggy says, hey, thanks for fixing the extreme scarf in the hat rack. One more, the Nobby Hum Eternal, I think, is also not showing damage done to the opponent. And that was just fixed.
Yay!
Woo! Rick, I'll get to work on it whenever I get to work on it. That's not a big priority. Getting the member pad to work with the combat action bar. People want that, but I don't know where I'm going to put the dash underneath the sign.
That was the first notion that I saw on the forum about somebody coming up with a way to work around that in Windows with a third party software. You can just map the number keys. So I mean, there is a solution to that, in I think on page 3 or 4 of that forum thread.
Yeah, and I feel like there are going to be Grease Monkey add-ons to the combat action bar.
Yeah, probably. Give the developers like a couple weeks and you'll be golden.
It should be pretty easy for developers to add new keybinds.
Developers.
I love this company! That wasn't a very good Steve Ball in the voice.
His name is Ball in it. There was a guy who would occasionally call the call center that I worked at whose last name was Balls, and he would just be like, I think his name was Lloyd Balls. Sorry if anybody knows him. He'd be like, Lloyd Balls here! I'm like, what? Lloyd Balls! And he was just super, like, just, you know, like, no nonsense and very fond of saying his own name really loud. Lloyd Balls.
Well, I guess I would be too.
Yeah.
I giggled as we drove past Bumstead last night. I don't know why.
Yeah. They, they passed the Bumstead Act and. And so, you know, during sort of Manifest Destiny, you know, you'd go, and if you found an ass, it was yours.
As long as you worked it for long enough.
Yeah, for 3 months.
Wow. So there were a lot of, you know, like, asses that people got bored with.
You know. They just left them.
Yeah. You can really work that ass for 3 entire. They would sometimes tap it and discover oil.
Yeah. Or veins of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I would keep my gold.
Ford ASP, send me a K-mail about that, and I'll take care of it. Yeah, now everybody wonders what that was all about. Desert magic, or perhaps dessert magic. The verb, not the noun. Plus elemental spell damage can hurt a hulking construct. Still can't kill it, but it's odd. It can it? I wonder if that gets applied before the caps. I wonder if it gets applied after the caps.
It's not capped so much as
the thing has resistance. I was looking at that. Elemental spell damage works in a different way than the other spell bonus stuff. Because of all the plus damage caps below level 15, it's things have to be done in kind of a strange order. It's ugly adding new elemental spells to the game.
Ugly so, how?
I have to do the like spell multiplication math every single time, yeah.
It's almost as if that's another thing that should be perhaps abstracted out.
It's really hard to abstract it out though, because the function that deals damage gets I mean, I suppose I could write a function for generic unrestricted spells, right, that applied spell bonus and then did the multiplier. The other thing is, I'm pretty sure that, like, plus 10 hot spell damage gets applied after the multiplier goes in. It's like regular plus spell damage takes effect, then the multiplier kicks in, and then the plus individual elemental spell damage kicks in, which is kind of bogus. Yeah. Let's see. Blizzbob says, if you guys screwed up and made an outfit and it became possible to put on two outfits at once, which outfit would be displayed? Probably
the one with the highest number.
Yeah.
But you would be credited as having both outfits.
Yeah, if it checked to see if you were wearing either one of them, that would trigger as true, but you would only get the intrinsic from the most... No, you wouldn't, because that's like a switch complete set in there.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while it was possible, kind of.
Yeah, but you didn't get two intrinsics.
No,
says, I know how much you rave over the wiki for all the crap it has. Have you ever edited anything on it, to be correct or not? No, I've never edited anything on the KOA.
I've been tempted to, but I haven't.
I don't even have an account.
Yeah, I want to edit the Bulky Buddy Box one. There's one of the messages that's not actually at all true. It's the one that's misspelled, so if anybody cares, I just didn't care enough to make an account.
There's a couple of things that are out of date and or just blatantly incorrect in there that I've been very tempted to fix, just because I feel like people would get misled by that. But I feel like that's sort of the player base's purview, you know. It reminds me of like that. There was a year or so after KOL came out, there was sort of like this text document that floated around. You can still find it on Google. That
I
was like
spoils for myself.
Yeah. No, it's like it was full of like spoilers and stuff like that, and tactics and stuff like that. And about a third of the information there was just wrong. And I don't know who had compiled it or whatever. It was either a bunch of people over a long period of time, and it was just terribly spaded out. But for a long time, that was the only sort of like fact or whatever that was out about KOL. And the wiki is just like 1,000 times more interesting and better and stuff.
It's more encyclopedic.
Yeah. Some stuff's not in there that I wonder if this mechanic has been spaded and there's just no information that I can find in there.
It is kind of a neat way to see how the players understand the game.
The common players. Because, I mean, I'm sure there are spades who know a lot more than KOL wiki records. And Oxygenarian forums or whatever. It seems like there's a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more depth of information there.
If I find something on the wiki, though, that just is wrong, I don't usually say anything. It's usually funny that it's wrong, because there's nothing just dumb on the KOL wiki, right?
Yeah.
Like, if something is wrong, it's because it's plausible that it could work that way.
Yeah. The only things I change on the wiki are when somebody posts that X is a reference to Y, and it completely isn't.
Yeah, and you know that because you wrote it.
Yeah.
Either despise or have never heard of, whatever it is they think it's a reference to.
It's interesting, though, that they're like, sometimes it's possible to effectively reference something without having
ever seen it. There are a few things that I've written that they've grossly misattributed the references to. Mostly they were just things that I thought of that were kind of funny, and they just sort of found some reference to it that I didn't know about or intend, but I don't really care that much. Also, the number of things that I've written for the kingdom are relatively small, so.
Okay. Neon Riff says, you know, I love they might be giants, but in a recent attempt to use their website, I found out that it is fucking impossible to use. It doesn't help that there are, like, three websites for it. I want a CD. I still like the hard backup. I can't move on, but I can't parse it. Yeah, I remember thinking that their website was really cool back in the day when it was like, oh, this has animated stuff on it and, you know, makes sounds when you click
on
it.
Did it have a stick man wearing a hard hat banging a shovel against the ground?
No, that would have been great,
wait,
though.
And wait, you there was a time when you thought that animation and websites that made sound were cool?
It was impressive.
Wow.
It wasn't, like, cool, but it was impressive. There's the unofficial They Might Be Giants site that's just a million times better than the official They Might Be Giants site for every, just on every axis. So I've never really...
And there are many axises.
There are.
Of evil.
Almost as many as there are allies of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and the transgendered.
Uh-huh.
Somebody was passing out these cards once, like, on campus, that, I'm handing you this card because I am not speaking today. And the reason that I am not speaking today is to show my support for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders, and their allies. So we spent the next few days declaring ourselves allies of the transgendered. What are we helping them with?
Like, crossing the streets.
If anybody attacks them, we'll, you know, sort of lend some of our troops. Defensive ability to them.
Or maybe clothes.
Yeah, but then what kind of clothes?
Well, it depends on what kind they want.
I guess that's true.
It's a very tricky situation.
Like the city on the edge of forever. Oh, wait, that was a sticky situation.
Yeah, sure was a sticky situation.
Thank goodness we have this ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah. So we were reading about the Star Trek episode, "The City on the Edge of Forever."
There was a timeline. So there's at the Star Trek Experience or whatever. There's this like sort of route that you can stand in to be in line or whatever. And you know, I assume that when it's just crowded as heck, it's really nice. But it wasn't very crowded, and there was just a ridiculous amount of information that was effectively just every, like, a synopsis of every episode of every spin-off of every Star Trek, you know, thing from the old series to the movies, and then it had, like, backstory and information about, like, when all the important characters were born and where, and, like, when they graduated from Starfleet and stuff like that, so it was just super dense timeline that spanned probably, I don't know, 100 yards or something, 200 yards maybe?
Yeah.
And
then the other side was all like props and outfits.
it was actually kind of cool. If like nobody else seemed to care. It was only of the like 10 of us that were there. Jake and I were the only ones that were sort of lingering in the back reading all that stuff.
And we kept getting yelled at. Everybody missed the ride because we were 200 feet away.
You can tell the real nerds.
Pan A is asking Scully a question about this cycle of America's Next Top Model.
That could only have been this from Mr. Skullhead. Because I don't think any of us would ever ever admit to watching anything like
Although,
that.
What amazes me is, actually, the question was about ANTM, and Jake knew what that stood for.
Yeah, because it's about favorite girls, and then he goes on to, or Pan A, he or she goes on to... comment that one of them has the biggest nostrils they've ever seen. He won't shut up about America's Next Top Model.
Who?
Scully.
Really?
It's not true that he won't shut up about it. It's just that he admits to watching it. And
which I guess is it.
Yeah.
It's the same as...
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, huh. It's just, I, you know, all of those shows, I just don't care. I have just no interest in any of the reality shows at
I've
all.
Never watched one. Are they any bad?
They're awful.
They're pretty terrible.
I mean, it's as bad as any other reality TV show. Only it's about just vapid cunts, like being mean to each other. Like,
well, I can't get behind being mean to people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I do like cunts. Foggy also points out another typo in one of the. Can you take a look at that? The tattered paper crown stuff. There is probably just one too many asterisks. In one of the delimiters.
I thought we covered this.
This was a brand new one. This one went in like 3 days ago.
Then that would explain it.
My God, it's full of adverbs.
Frozen Flame says, "Hey guys, if my math is correct, and that's highly unlikely, it is now time to congratulate you all on reaching the 250th show on the archives. That's 500 hours of a bunch of drunk guys talking about crap, the first 100 of which consisting solely of your mom jokes. Well done. Now quit slacking off and do some real work."
I did.
We've been working all day.
Man, I haven't. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City again pretty much all day.
Have you on the PC?
Yeah. I bought it from Steam because it was like $30.
Alright.
I got all the GTA games.
Does it include the entire soundtrack? Like all the radio stuff?
I don't know.
Because that's awesome.
Well, I believe six of the games, there are five, I think.
But I believe that Grand Theft Auto, I mean, I think they... Vice City was like they sold the soundtrack separately. It was 10 CDs, I think.
Yeah,
but I mean, as MP3s, and I think fairly low quality MP3s, it was all in one CD for the game, right?
One DVD.
DVD.
Was it a DVD?
Yeah.
It was
Vice City didn't come out on the original, on the PS1.
Thanks.
No, it was a PS2 game.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. PS2 used DVDs.
I did not know that. I thought that San Andreas was the first game that came out for the... I guess I got Vice City when it came out for the PC.
Yeah, so did I. But when it was first, it was a PS2 game and it was a DVD.
I see. Okay, well that makes more sense.
Wasn't GTA 3 also a PS2 game?
I don't know. I had it for the PC. And what's weird is I really didn't like it that much. I didn't get into it. I didn't really realize...
The original GTA 3?
Yeah, GTA 3. Like, I just didn't... I'm like, this is okay, but whatever. It did not give me the same sense of, like, wow, this is this sprawling world that I can do whatever I want, and that Vice City just immediately did. I think Vice City is just a lot more open to begin with. And the fact that there are areas that aren't just, like, in between buildings, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think that you would have enjoyed San Andreas a lot better if you had gotten to the second... If you got into the second city, because the second city is basically Vice City. It's got the same sort of vibe behind it, wherein you purchase properties and you do missions to buttress their, you know, sort of profitability.
That's cool. I couldn't get into the just sort of gangsta aspect of it.
It trails off. The first island or the first city is, you know, you're a black gangster. The second one is you're a real estate tycoon, and the third one is you have a stake in this casino. And
I see. What is the second city?
I forget what it's called, but it's knockoff of San Francisco.
Supposed to be San Francisco. Okay, yeah. That would be a lot. I mean, that was the other thing. Like, the landscape of the actual city of San Andreas was just sort of boring and ugly, and like, everything was orange all the time.
That's good. Well, if you drive into the sun, it was almost orange.
All right.
That was true in Vice City, though, too.
Yeah. But I might pick up San Andreas for the PC, and actually... If I just commit to not... fucking running on a treadmill ever, then maybe I could also enjoy that, you know, just like I play enough games that are figurative treadmills that I don't want to play a game that is literally pushing buttons so that a guy runs on a fucking treadmill.
That was kind of bullshit. I didn't like the fact that in order to run well, you had to grind it out. Yeah. It seemed like it was just sort of pointless for just...
And the eating thing, too. Like,
the eating thing's not that bad. I mean,
the eating made sense as a healing potion, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't mind a net pack either, and pretty much everybody was like, eating is so hard, I don't know how to eat things, I die.
Yeah, but if it was I wouldn't mind if it was an actual challenge in San Andreas. It's just like, oh, time to go back to fucking McDonald's and get another salad, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be able to play it on a PC. I might actually pick up that.
It's also a lot easier on PC because you can just, for basically half the game, you can just use the standard pistol and just headshot everything.
Yeah, because aiming with the mouse is just like, I remember going to work and talking to people about Vice City, and they're like, "Oh yeah, man! Like, it took me hours and hours and hours to win the shooting gallery thing to finally get the fast reload skill." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Like, that was just trivially easy. And they were like, "Ah, you douche, cheater, douche, playing with mouse aim, you douche." Yeah, that's what
I'm not a douche.
Yeah, I was like, "I'm not a douche." And then also, Ace Ventura is the best movie ever. And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the douche. You douche." That's what I said to him. Douche. I told that douche he was a douche.
That doesn't sound like a word anymore.
I know.
But yeah... I think that if you got to the second island, you would enjoy the game a lot.
Yeah, that's
because there are a lot of things that you can, properties that you can buy and do the missions.
Yeah, that was the part that you know what? I enjoy the taxi missions. Like, that was something that I was really pleased. And my favorite part of Vice City was the collecting cars for the dealership.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed the...
Especially the weird one, you know, the one where you had to go get the golf cart, and you had to figure out how to get a golf cart out of there and then make it there without crashing it, and the, you know, the baggage cart or whatever. Like, that was a tremendous amount of fun. And the rewards were really cool, you know? Yeah. Like, okay, I get to have just this super, super fast car whenever I want it. Like,
I'm actually at that point. I'm kind of grinding out money so I can buy the auto dealership. Yeah. I kept dying and then spending all my money on guns.
That's the other thing is I was never willing to play a GTA game, like, saving and reloading when I got killed, so I just never had any money.
I always just, the first thing I always do in a GTA game is find a list of where every hidden package is.
Right.
And just do all the hidden packages
right,
first.
Right, the first thing.
Yeah, and once you're done with that, you know the city pretty intimately, and you have three weapons at your hideout.
And in the in GTA 3, you could do all the police missions pretty much right away. Yeah. Or no, you could do the first two on the first island, the second pair on the second island, and then you had police bribes in your hideout. So if you got in trouble, you could just run to your hideout and run through all the police bribes, and you're just out of trouble, basically.
Huh.
Yeah.
But the second GTA 3 games don't have that mechanic, because it was just massively overpowered.
Yeah.
I think you get an armor upgrade for doing all the police missions.
Zortag says, so, do you plan to make pink plastic babies no trade, or will they remain tradable for all of eternity? Were they accidentally left tradable? I guess if they're tradable, it'd be kind of lame to change it now.
Yeah. That's really weird, because I'm almost positive that we specifically didn't make them tradable.
Yeah, I kind of thought so, too.
Let's all look.
Yeah, they're tradable.
That's annoying.
Well, you know. I mean, you get more than one, I guess.
Do they actually do anything?
No. Oh. They're like a very low power offhand item.
Yeah.
They give you 5 HP and MP.
Doesn't matter.
As an accessory, I guess. I am going to make it so you can only wear one, though. Just for, you know, whatever reason. And Naked Juice says, the show old combat form functionality is still broken in IE, but I believe that was fixed earlier this afternoon.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Thank goodness for the IE conditional comment. It turns out that there's a way to put something in a special comment such that it only ever fires in Internet Explorer. So all the JavaScript and all the CSS that I had to use to sort of make the combat action bars work in Internet Explorer is hidden behind this weird conditional comment thing.
Mm.
And it was a godsend.
Gave says, receive my late-ordered calendar in a white envelope stamped Do Not Bend in big red letters. In view of a recent internet meme, it should also be stamped Do Not Blend. Why,
Will it blend?
What's that from?
It's for, there's this company that makes this ridiculously overpowered blender that can blend like a golf ball or an iPod.
I see. Huh. Is that where willitblend.com came from?
Yeah.
I see.
I think they do a garden or like a rake handle.
You know,
I think we should take a break.
Yeah, we should. Although I'm looking for songs to put on here.
There's some on the network. Right?
I'll find it. Where?
I'll find it 9 times.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where the thing that I'm looking for went.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do the only Philip Glass song that I've ever heard that I like. And then,
is it silent?
No.
Is that riff for Hot Stuff Making Ding?
That was me.
Okay. I couldn't tell which direction this was coming from.
So this is going to be kind of a long break, but we kind of don't have a lot of questions. So we'll see you in like 12 or 13 minutes.
Bye. lovers sat on a park bench with their bodies touching each other, holding hands in the moonlight. There was silence between them. So profound was their love for each other, they needed no words to express it. And so they sat in silence on a park bench with their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Finally, she spoke. "Do you love me, John?" she asked. "You know I love you, darling," he replied. "I love you more than tongue can tell. You are the light of my life, my sun, moon, and stars. You are my everything. Without you, I have no reason for being." Again, there was silence as the two lovers sat on a park bench, their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Once more she spoke. "How much do you love me, John?" she asked. He answered. "How much do I love you? Count the stars in the sky. Measure the waters of the ocean with a teaspoon. Number the grains of sand on the seashore. Impossible, you say?"
The hand that takes blame. Is there American blame? Made in America. Smoking? Oh, non-smoking. And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue light shall stay these holy words from swift completion of their appointed
interesting, but it's cheating.
It is.
Yeah. What's
cheating? I was talking about something that had nothing to do with what you were talking about.
I was just talking about ASCII art that incorporates color into the ASCII. I mean, I say that, and like, back when predating instant messaging at MIT, we had this thing called Zephyr, which allowed you to instant message someone. It was a totally radical concept at the time. And
like the Unix talk command?
Well, but it was in the X Windows. program. Right. So, what you could do with it was, I don't know why nobody else did this. You could send ASCII art instantly to somebody else's screen. And so I
mean, that wouldn't have been irritating.
Well, no, but yeah, well, exactly. But I did the little the tongue face in the front of Hitchhiker's, and I had the guy be green and the tongue be red. So I have already violated my own.
Did you make this ASCII art?
I found it somewhere. And then somebody, not me, came up with a way to use like a very small font with color to let you play Doom over instant message, which was cool. Not server intensive at all.
I've seen ASCII Quake.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think this predated Quake. So.
Sorry, I was doing a Doom thing.
I was looking at screenshots of Doom today because I was reading some just fucking incomprehensible interview with John Carmack where Intel's apparently trying to push like some ray tracing engine as the like next generation of video hardware, and John Carmack's all like, that's not going to work. Fags.
Why would you want to do ray tracing as a video?
Well, the real-time ray tracing, they say, can be better than what is, like, that stuff's fast enough now to do real-time ray tracing, which is what people always would have done if they could have. But, I don't know, man.
I mean,
or you can just make 2D games and make a decent living like we do.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like 1.5D.
Oh, man. We should make a 2D game, like a Facts of Life simulator. You play as 2D and you slowly level up. You know, by gaining Mrs. Garrett's favor, by helping a lot of people in the community.
You have favor levels.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, come on.
It's like a really grindy game.
Yeah, it would be. It was, you know, like helping old ladies across the street and not smoking cigarettes.
That'd be tough.
That's what. Yeah, you have a whole level where the goal is to not smoke cigarettes. You're just dodging cigarettes left and right to people who are running.
You have to push a button every 2 seconds to avoid smoking a cigarette. It's like that Petatella game where you have to drive all the way from what was it, New York to Las Vegas?
No, it was Tucson to Las Vegas.
Yeah, and
the distance
desert
is,
bus.
Yeah, and
the bus doesn't go more than 55 miles per hour, and the distance and time is modeled against real life.
Yeah.
And you get 1 point for finishing.
And you can't just leave it sitting there because the bus drifts to the left unpredictably. Yeah. I wish that I could get a copy of the whole Penn & Teller video game.
I'm sure it's somewhere. Yeah. On BitTorrent or something.
I don't think it was ever actually released.
I've seen downloads.
Have you?
It's part of the video game transparent, so you can see how it's working.
Yeah.
The code running underneath.
They made the CDs out of recycled plastic, but it turns out that was total bullshit. As was the secondhand smoke that killed.
As was the show bullshit. By the way.
No way. They know everything.
Yeah, just because they said it on TV, it must be true.
Seed of Crimbo says, will KOL be at Comic-Con? Yes, KOL will be at Comic-Con.
Once more, for the second time.
We will have moved.
Yeah.
Well, we won't be in our old location.
We'll be over by Penny Arcade, getting pwned by Penny Arcade fans.
Sweet.
Well, I mean, by them is relative, because we're actually two aisles away.
But we're within sight. See them.
Yes.
Within spitting distance.
There's a gap between two...
There's an island between us, but it's...
Yeah,
it's
there's
like
a little weird free-floating thing, but yeah. The Penny Arcade booth is huge.
Well,
how did they get such a huge booth?
I don't know.
They must know people.
I mean, I'm guessing
they're
seniority.
They're a relatively old establishment. I'm sure that seniority has a lot to do
it
with
does.
It
does. Seniority has a little bit to do with it, at least
you
its
say
placement.
A little.
But
I mean, we've magically, our third year, we get out of, you know, sort of out of the boonies into sort of like more prime real estate.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like... gathered from the little bit of information that I've, you know, sort of gleaned from what you guys have been talking about, seniority seems about everything.
I mean, the thing that sucks is you can buy seniority. You can, they give you seniority points for giving them extra money for, like, ad space and stuff.
That's how they finance the whole gig. And
oh, you mean the 150,000 people paying $60 each isn't how they finance it? And the fact that all the people who get booths...
Pay,
yeah, that even the 10x10 booth is, like, $1,800 unless you sign up for it a year ahead of time. Like, yeah, no, it's... It, I mean, and the fact that 90% of their staff is volunteer.
I'm sure the convention center costs a fair amount to rent, but that said, WTF. How are they not just making $1 trillion?
I mean, I think they are making a significant amount of money, and the question is, how can they be so inept and short-staffed?
Because
I wonder if one person is just in charge of it and taking all the money and using it to just buy hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of steak dinners for
him. Yeah, steak dinners for himself.
I mean, you guys are the ones that keep going back, so that's...
Yeah, it's good. It's you know, it's good and good for you.
I couldn't do it.
That's questionable, but...
It's good. It is interesting.
You know, it's good to meet people. We theoretically make good business contact there, and that's what it's all about. But what we end up with is a bunch of abortive starting projects, and yeah.
We should totally
dark horse my butt.
Dark horse white butt.
My butt, not white butt. My butt is white, I guess.
In a dark horse with white butt. Glebe says, "Nice olive head, Jick."
Why do you have an olive head?
Hotstuff was making fun of me for just making a bunch of avatars with different things instead of my head, so I quickly made a new one.
So instead of retorting, he just repeated.
Baron says, does the change to the elemental resistance rules not mean that the Dallas shield has effectively been nerfed?
I think it would make it more valuable now as opposed to less valuable.
It actually is more valuable. It has not been by itself nerfed.
Yeah, the Rainbow Pearl Earring has definitely been nerfed.
Sort of.
Because it single-handedly gave you 90% resistances to every element.
Yeah.
It no longer does that.
Okay, that is fair. There are probably, two or three of them in the game.
Yeah.
You can also increase the amount of ranks that it gives you.
The thing is that it also has, you know, it's got that cool... Because it doesn't cap anymore, it's cool. It's cool!
Because of the what?
Because it doesn't cap anymore, it's cool.
Yeah, that's true. Nidian says, what do you guys make of the person who WTF pwned the Naughty Sorceress with the gluttonous green ghoul ghost?
I think we made the silver sausage.
Yeah, we gave that dude a custom item. Even though we hate him.
Yeah.
Even though he's a deliberately antagonistic. Yeah. Even though we hate him so much that we make up new words for what an asshole he is. We don't actually hate him. In fact, I would go so far as to say that I like Darth Dud a lot more than I like Gluckthar, Eltrain, or Mr. Crack.
Eltrain's been pretty reasonable.
Has he?
I've never heard
of any of those characters. So.
Yeah. they're guys in the forums that I like slightly less than Astarion Suka, who is also Darth Dud. Zom spoiler.
The thing is, like, you know, I don't think we really hate anybody. Like, some people get under our skin.
I think you hate Smoot.
Smoot
has a whole blog about what a retard Hot Stuff is. Is Zanga, xanga.com/KOLSmoot. Seriously, if you ever want to know whether or not any given decision that we or Rhyme from Twilight Heroes makes in a given day is the worst, stupidest, most ridiculous, bullshit, ill-informed, retard decision ever made, just go there and Smoot will tell you that, yes, in fact, it was.
Sweet, it's got an RSS feed.
No, Smoot... The thing is, Smoot is just a professional troll, you know. So that's all right. But yeah, no, that was a cool stunt, and you know, Darth Merida, he got the silver sausage to Cobain.
Oh, hey, here's some negative feedback about the combat hatchimars.
Oh, really? I haven't checked that out yet.
Well, he actually said something bad about the combat hatchimars.
He's touting it as unnecessary.
Oh. Well, good, cool.
You know what also is unnecessary? Any visual interface whatsoever. You could just do the whole game blind. You don't need anything.
In fact, there are people who do play it blind.
That's true. I mean, they have, like, screen readers. I was thinking you could just sort of, like, by the force play the game.
Right. Yeah.
But.
Wow. There were two popover ads.
For popovers?
Does Smoot have a radio show? Is he doing a podcast?
It appears so.
Wow.
Interesting. I'm not going to listen to it. But.
Hours of new entertainment.
Wow, this is great.
I can only listen to so much controlling before I start to rage. Even I'm susceptible to it, which is kind of sad. I should probably read some questions later.
Yeah. Also, Smoot, you fucking douchebag. We're not going to nerf the Divine Librum. Jesus. You've been pissing and moaning about something that we're not going to do
We have no plans to do it. Like, that's that. Everyone's like, when is it coming? You know, I could see a future in which we scale something back. Possibly.
I'll get the third option in this poll. I just think the dev team needs to actually test stuff so the problems like this don't come up. Wow.
Five of the 30 responses. Anyway, when we talk about how the divine items are overpowered, we're not talking about the ones that people use. We're talking about the miscellaneous ones that people don't think about because we're trying to design content that is interesting for high-level players. And the divine combat items are just trivially inexpensive in the mall and just own all over any monster, no matter how powerful it is. That is overpowered. We're not going to nerf them. I can pretty much say we're not going to nerf them. Hot Stuff won't commit to that.
I hate saying stuff like that.
Hot Stuff is super cautious, and the thing is, we've figured out some tricks. You know, we've figured out some tricks.
Yeah, if you ever use an item that has divine in the title, your character just blows up.
Yeah, and is deleted, and
And then I come and punch you in the balls. It's really cool. I can get there pretty fast.
Through the magic of the internet.
My balls!
Of course, you have to have installed the ball punch 1.0. Sorry.
Anyway, he liked Smoot liked generic summer holiday, which probably means that it's total ass. Anyway, love you, Smoot. Seriously, because I know you're gonna take this clip and put it on your little blog there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
we
make one crack about how the divine combat items are overpowered, and he's gotten how many weeks of traction on whining about a nerf.
Dude, you know, that's...
Yeah.
That's fine.
Just saying. People... Just saying.
I was, you know, I was...
Under my skin, but the dude obviously enjoys what he does.
They
and
will
like,
not heal?
Let people, you know, express themselves. It's the, you know, it's the beauty of free speech. Or whatever.
A naked Jew says, Xenophobe does the work of 10 men, each of whom has enormous balls. All hail Greta.
Yeah, that was in response to me texting the IA thing, despite the fact that I think he's a jackass.
Even though he sent us those newspapers, you could use them to line your bird cage.
You just need to get a bird.
Yeah, you need to get a bird.
Or a candy cage.
And a cage,
you know, despite... Oh, never mind.
You could get a bird cage and you could personally poop in it.
There we go. It wouldn't be a very... Or it would have to be a very big bird.
That it would have to be a very big bird cage?
It would.
For you to poop in it?
For me to be able to do that more than once.
Okay, well, I guess a man with as big of balls as you probably has proportionally large poops.
That's how it works.
Because you do have balls that are the size of 10 men's enormous balls.
And poop.
The Seed of Crimbo says, KO will be at Comic-Con because I just got 4-day tickets. And then Nico says, Nico says, I heard you complaining that old unused data was making the backup slower. Are you using incremental backups? You basically back up a diff of the old and new databases, but the fact that there is a long rollover indicates that you might be doing this already. Also, rape is funny. We don't do incremental backups, and I feel like incremental backups, if we ever had to restore, would be such an immense and time-consuming pain in the ass that it's not worth the time savings in general. I don't know. Geff Intertron, who we met in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
He came and had a beer with us. And that was...
Nice guy.
Was he a
sumo wrestler or whatever like he thought he was going to be?
No. We thought he's
pretty buff, but he's like he said that he was out of shape.
Yeah,
so.
he hasn't been working out much. He's just been riding his motorcycle around the streets of Las Vegas.
He just wanted to ride
working.
His motorcycle.
Yeah. He didn't want a pickle. We offered him one, and then Hot Stuff tried to tickle him, but he was like, he didn't want that either.
Well, we should stop doing that kind of stuff. You do that to everyone you meet.
Yeah, it's really irritating and gay. he's a nice dude, and his mind is wheeling around on backup stuff. So I may be able to see if I can figure out some trick for
a trick would be figuring out how the fuck to get her inventory to be able to not take one third of rollover.
Yeah, because it's like 8 or 9 minutes a night now. A trick would be figuring out how to
go back in time and put limits on inventory.
Yeah, yeah,
that would work too.
No, a trick would be figuring out what the fuck you do to back up NODB tables via the file system. Because it does not take that long to back up the entire.
Yeah,
database,
it takes
right?
about as much time to prep the inventory table as it takes to back up both
databases. Both database servers, yeah. Also, we never did desynchronize rollover on DB1 and DB2, and we could figure out a trick to do that, right? We could cut a significant... Well, I say that. We could cut a couple minutes off of rollover by doing that. I'm sort of saving those. There's actually probably several other things we could do simultaneously on the two database servers, but... that would be more of a trick for making long rollover shorter.
Yeah.
Because I don't. How long has that even taken to run now? A couple hours?
About an hour and a half, I think. Yeah. I think it's usually back up by 9:30. No, that seems late. Maybe not. I don't know.
Even though it starts at 8:30?
Yeah. It's not like.
I mean, long rollover. How long is
it? Yeah, long rollover. I think it's taking about an hour and 30 minutes.
So it's up by 10.
Yeah. Okay. I can't hear. Okay.
But yeah, maybe somebody out there is familiar with MySQL stuff. And so, all right, we can make a backup of all of our MyISAM data by just backing up all of the files that constitute the actual data storage for the MyISAM tables. With the NODB stuff, you just seem not to be able to do that. So it would shave 10 minutes a night off of rollover, effectively. If we could figure out a way to back up NODB tables just via the Unix file system and not any actual database operations. Anybody know any tricks? Send them in, and we'll give you
we farm out work to the radio audience.
Yeah, no, we'll give you a database optimizer pole arm.
Some restrictions may apply.
Yeah, such as us not actually giving you anything. Except our heartfelt thanks, which may or may not be sincere.
Oh, and in response to Nico's addendum, I can quote a fourth hand joke at this point. What do 9 out of 10 people prefer?
I don't know, hot stuff. What do 9 out of 10 people prefer?
Gang rape.
Is it boom, is it boom, prefer? Boom, or what do 9 out of 10 people enjoy? I think you told it wrong.
It could be.
Yeah. I'm reading Smooth X's critique of the well bar.
Oh, yeah.
He faults me for copying World of Warcraft. Newsflash, do you know what the internal testing name for it is? Do you know what the permaflag name for enabling combat action bars is? It's WoW Bar. It's very much supposed to be mimicking that interface to the closest degree that I could muster with JavaScript. So, die.
At least it's optional. Unlike NS13.
Oh! There's a real pinky to the corner of your mouth situation.
We're feeding the trolls, man. we're giving them the attention that he wants, man. Raisin says, why haven't I seen any scuppernogs yet? Well,
scuppernog.
I don't know. What is a scuppernog? Moving on from clusterfuck interfaces.
I don't understand it. It's hard to use.
It's apparently some kind of drink, maybe?
Is it?
Apparently.
What?
Scuppernog.
Oh. No. I thought we were just talking about the troll.
A kind of wine, maybe? Huh.
Good radio.
Putinesca says, so will the next Saint Sneaky Pete's Day, or Street Sneaky Pete's Day, I guess it is, have mauve plastic babies? Yes. They'll definitely be mauve. Definitely. 12 cheese balls.
A Naked Jew says, when Vaginal Bloodfart got married, was his wife referred to as Greta? He introduced her to everybody as Greta, but
yeah,
Reverend Cock actually used her real name in the ceremony, so.
So she was outed.
Is that like, piss out my ass?
Yeah. Suck my dick! Or cock! Maybe the reverend's first name was Suck My Dick Or.
Yeah. And then, if he didn't like the way that the the ceremony sounded. Did you get crowned because you didn't think it was like, sounding like Chewbacca
taking
a shit?
I didn't sound like this part of the ceremony sounded like Chewbacca taking a shit. Ashland asked a couple questions. I see that the loophole has been closed on getting your stuff after you free the king on a bad moon. What's the logic on not allowing access to Hanks after freeing the king? Yeah, it's ill conceived because you know, the whole being able to send packages out of Hanks and then sending them back to yourself from Multi. What I need is either put Hanks in hell with like a bag with your stuff in it, or figure out some way to put Hanks in there. Also, I've seen a lot of talk about needing a way to drop from softcore to casual. Any plans on doing that? We had talked about that a long time ago and basically said that if enough people wanted to do it, it wouldn't be that bad to allow it. I would have to think about it a little bit to figure out what it actually would involve.
Yeah, we'd have to be careful about it, I guess, a little bit.
I mean, once you're marked casual, nothing that you do is going to generate any Ascension records, right? So it's not...
I think it would just be a matter of marking you casual and you being done with it.
Yeah.
I don't think
it marking you casual, taking you out of Ronin.
Oh, yeah, because that wouldn't... Yeah, that's a separate calculation.
And you'd have to get all your stuff out of... to get all your stuff out of Hanks, but you'd have to do that anyway. I don't know. I mean, Zeno, tomorrow, make it so you can drop softcore into casual. Rock on. Done! Should I put an item on the things to write down list?
Yeah. Make a hot stuff put that on his list of things to write down.
Ashlon says, BMG kicked ass when I saw them a few years ago. Who's BMG?
Maybe he means them.
I think
there's some big man gristle.
Blue Man Group.
yeah, he's the one who told me to ignore my wife's protestations and her Protestants and take her anyway because she'll love it.
Is she now the Queen of England or something?
She is. She got nailed to a door.
I see.
Sailor Bowser says, great work on the new combat interface. It works great for me. Oh, but it only works in modern browsers.
Try some more. Yeah, you know, I was trying to use the WoW bar and links, and it just wasn't working very well.
Oh, you can get in fucking Mac Internet Explorer. God damn, you son of a bitch.
Not me. I don't even have that installed.
Why are you yelling at Hot Stuff for being a son of a bitch about Mac Internet Explorer?
Because he, for like the first 2 years that I worked here, he had...
Oh, yeah, well...
And he bugged me about it. Well, maybe not constantly, but more than once, which was above my annoyance threshold.
I didn't bug you so much as say this behavior is totally broken in this browser.
Just were you using Mac IE, or were you just testing
something?
Wow, that sucks.
I used three browsers at the same time when I would play KOL.
There was a Mac IE, and it was fucking terrible. The JavaScript implementation was completely...
Yeah, and Microsoft, they basically stopped... I know they'd stopped supporting it by the time I had my first Mac.
Yeah.
You could get it, but it was already endo-like.
The fact that I even know about that is why I'm angry. It was just so horrible.
Eat Gonorrhea, which is awesome, says, thank you for having a radio show. Your soothing voice helps me fall asleep at night. Maybe a CD of Jick's bedtime stories for the KOL store?
That should be really funny.
Wake up, Eat Gonorrhea, your house is on fire! Wake up, your house is on fire! That's for if you're listening to it as you fall asleep. You know, sometimes I'll fall asleep listening to old episodes of Loveline, and whenever somebody starts screaming about something, I always shoot awake and be like, hey, what the fuck, who just got molested? Because that's
he wants to watch.
On Loveline.
Molestation.
So, yep, molestation. That's the best station there is. It's one of the stations of the cross. This is where Jesus' uncle touched him inappropriately.
Wow.
You can see it on the
religious and Holy Week. Right. Awesome.
Right. Oh, yeah, didn't they had to reschedule St. Patrick's Day in Ireland.
St. Patrick's Day, what the hell?
Because every century or so, they have to reschedule
St. Patrick's Day. I'm glad somebody remembered.
Yeah. I have no idea. Like, I thought Easter snuck up on us last weekend, but it turned out that it had not. Hey, a naked Jew, what are you doing for Easter?
Nailing people to the cross.
Nailing bunnies to crosses.
That'd be awesome.
tiny crosses for a rabbit.
Because they refuse to lay eggs.
Yeah.
Holy cat, like, shut up! I never have, like, looked up the... Because I sort of vaguely know stories about the whole origin of the phrase, the rabbit died, meaning, like, you know... My dad used to talk about things that happened back when I was still a rabbit. And it came from some sort of pregnancy test where you would inject... Like, if you inject a pregnant woman's urine into a rabbit, it will kill the rabbit.
If the woman is pregnant,
it will kill the rabbit. Is that actually how that works?
Something about
is that. Is it urine or blood?
Dude, I don't know.
It's the devil's mix of the two.
It's urine, blood, and James Hetfield's semen.
There you go.
Just like the cover of Load.
Quality radio.
And what sucked is that, that test really only worked after James Hetfield went through puberty, and they pretty much obsoleted it right after that. So he was real busy for a while, and then...
It was urine.
Oh, okay.
I'm checking on Wikipedia, which I'm also checking, by the way. I'm reading the Coitus Interruptus article.
That's great.
No, just to quote some facts here for our radio audience. Perfect usage failure rate for the pill is 0.3%. Perfect usage failure rate for preventing pregnancy, by the way. For the condom is 2% every year. And coitus interruptus is 4%.
Really?
What if you combine all three and then wrap it, the entire conveyance in saran wrap
and pack?
Also, having castrated yourself beforehand.
I think,
and you're
I
not
think
having sex with a woman. You're having sex with like a hole that you drilled in a cantaloupe and microwaved it. What's the failure rate on that?
You're crazy.
You
really gotta stop talking about my fraternity brothers on
that. You also microwave it again afterwards, just to be sure, because we don't want any abominable cantaloupe man.
Well, the problem is that you had just previously fucked an ice sculpture, so you never really know where that ice sculpture's been.
Burn on your dick? Is that how that works?
Dude, I don't. These are stories that I really don't want to go over
it's
right now.
It's better than having dick burn in your freezer.
True.
Subjected to scientific rigor.
Yeah.
The pull out and come in her face method is only slightly less reliable than traditional methods of birth control.
Yeah, it's almost 10 times more reliable too.
Yeah.
Not. On her tits.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
No.
Great.
Face. The tits are not degrading enough.
If you don't get it in the eyes, then it's just, it doesn't.
They're the Mexican avalanche, you know.
Yeah. We're all just going to go to hell.
Yeah.
I think that is really what's going to happen.
It's probably true.
I don't believe in hell.
Gleeb says, I'm in the middle of Final Fantasy VI Advance 2, Jick. As a registered Final Fantasy hater, I'm quite enjoying it, and you'll pick party members later on in the game.
Oh, okay.
I just, you know, I worry because I have this sense that it is possible in older RPGs to sort of screw yourself by not leveling up people to the fullest extent that you can. Like, it hasn't, like, I've actually been pretty satisfied. All of the boss fights that I've encountered so far have taken me two or three tries to beat, but not two or three tries and then a bunch of grinding and then two or three tries. It was like either I just got a little bit unlucky or I like hadn't figured out the trick. And that's how it should be. Fineldar says, if Jick didn't like Morrowind, why did he like Oblivion? I didn't like Oblivion. I couldn't find the game in Morrowind was the problem. I played for a couple hours before I encountered a single monster, and then when I encountered a monster, it just destroyed me. In one hit. Like, I just had big problems with Morrowind in that sense. And also, is it because you missed out on some of the crappy scaling by playing it on super easy? I played it on easy, and I did miss out on the crappy scaling. Although, you know, it's like, oh, I'm gonna play this mini game where I am an arena gladiatorial combatant. I'll see if I can get any better at fighting. And nope, you don't have to get any better at fighting, because... Every monster is the exact same difficulty all the time.
That just seems dissatisfying.
Yeah, it really was. It was kind of terrible. Also, it's like, 8 million hours of gameplay, except for the main plot, which you can finish in like an hour and a half.
Maybe not an hour and a half.
I had 6 hours logged when I beat the game, and I had spent at least an hour fully completing that like sort of gladiator arena sub quest thing. My wife spent a lot more time on it, did a lot more stuff. I tried to go back and do some of the more interesting like chains of missions later, but then I got screwed by this bug in a bad like save state condition, and it was no longer possible for me to complete this mission satisfactorily, and so I just couldn't deal with it. I quit the game at that point.
My only experience with Morrowind was watching my roommate play it and try to kill a guard so he could steal his hat.
Trying to kill a dog to steal his hat?
Yes, a dog. A fairy guard.
Oh, a guard.
Fairy guard.
So he could steal his hat. And his pants.
The thing that bugs me about Oblivion and the thing that... I rented Daggerfall back when you could rent PC games.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I ran around town for a little while, and I opened this box, and there were some fish hooks in it. I remember that.
You make this game sound incredible.
I know.
Holy
like,
crap.
It was really compelling.
I always wanted fish hooks.
The thing that bugged me also about Oblivion is, like, oh, we've got this richly detailed game world where you can find hundreds of different items, all of which do nothing at all.
Everything was vendor crash?
Not I mean, I feel like most vendors wouldn't buy. So, like, if you went to a bookstore, you couldn't sell them, like, you know, a pile of fish.
Bear gristle.
Yeah.
I think the kingdom needs more vendor crash.
Yep. More bear gristle and a bunch of alchemical tools that don't really do anything. You get all excited, you're like, oh, I can do some alchemy. Nope. You can do exactly as much alchemy as you could before you found all this shit. Just drop it. Everything just has the, plus X encumbrance enchantment.
That is so bizarre. Why did they think that people would like that at all?
I don't know. I don't really get those designers. You know, big rich world, I guess, with a bunch of identical caves in it and no reason to go into them. Like, that said, you know, my wife really liked it. So maybe it's maybe it's a game from Venus, and I'm used to playing games from Mars.
The developers on Mars seem to have a more comprehensible plan, in my experience.
I don't know. What games do girls like? KOL. The girls used to like
She liked KOL. Kingdom Hearts.
That's
she
true.
Like, she, like, played the crap out of that.
Kingdom Hearts, yeah.
And that seemed like a pretty coherent game. It was just way more game than I think I could have ever handled.
Yeah. If I really, really liked the say, like, the sword fighting aspects of it, I could see playing it for long enough to actually beat it, but I don't know.
It's like 100 hours of gameplay or something.
Ridiculous. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't think... Honestly, I don't think the sword play would have really bothered me so much as fucking NPCs, like, having to have that duck with you everywhere.
Beneldar says, America's Next Top Model is bad, but you hassle Scully about it when you complain about the rednecks in your home state for calling you gay for long hair, sandals, and Heineken. I don't like Heineken.
See, I didn't think you liked Heineken.
Yeah,
you might have been trying to say you like Heine. Yeah. Of Ken.
I don't really understand what you're trying to say. Beneldar, like, somehow me thinking that it's lame that the rednecks in my home state call me gay for having long hair and not drinking Bud Light. That one always really pisses me off, though, because I'm like, oh, sorry. I know that I'm less of a man for, you know, my insistence on drinking beer with some actual alcohol in it, but you go on. You go on paying $1 for those Bud Lights, and you drink 30 of them, and I've only had, you know, 6 of these $4 beers have the same alcohol content.
And what's weird is it's only been 15 minutes.
I know. man, just getting into bar fights as a hobby.
There's a certain disco band appeal, like former job.
Uh, Dream Thief says, is there any plan to increase the raffle ticket price back up to 10K instead of the 1K special price it has been?
Pretty sure it's always been 10K, except for the one time that we, like, the fifth Penguin raffle.
You mean 1K?
Yeah, I meant
1K. Yeah.
There was one time it was 10K during the fifth Penguin raffle.
Yeah.
Raffle. I guess they're all Penguin raffles, aren't they?
Yeah.
But the fifth one ever, prices were 10K because we gave away the Knickerbockers. Or you guys did. I was a part of the team at that point.
Let's see.
Fenelbar blasts me for buying a video game. I have disposable income now, and I don't like waiting on for a week on a torrent. And also, I like paying for video games now because it's sort of like karma.
Yeah, when you pirate video games, you hurt the developers and their families. You may think it's a victimless crime, but it's not. I should do PSAs.
You should.
For some industry.
And then could be like, pork chop sandwiches!
Yeah, I could. Jer the Red says, hints on when the next time we'll see the Traveling Trader is? You said soon, about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, still about 2 weeks. It's a real geographical oddity.
Yeah.
2 weeks from any time.
Jake didn't like my plan to just say that everything was 2 weeks out, but now I think he's adopted it.
Yeah. Also, there are 10 undiscovered trophies and 4 lights.
Yeah, the 10 undiscovered trophies, like, that has become a recent interest of mine. The fact that some of them have been there for over a year now, maybe.
Yeah, and they're pretty innocuous too. Almost. I mean, they're not like.
Yeah, there are some trivially acquirable undiscovered trophies that. I was really surprised that All Things in Moderation took so long to be found. Although thinking about it, I can understand why it took.
Yeah, it's a very sort of non-standard way of playing, which is kind of why we put it in there.
Yeah. God. Before the Thursday show, hot stuff. You've got to remind me to go to Fry's and get another one of the headsets that doesn't fuck my ears up.
Okay.
You just wear it around your neck.
Yeah, I wear mine around.
I don't like doing that. It interferes with my abilities.
Fucks up your neck.
It makes my neck hurt. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel like I'm wearing a necktie, which is something that I don't like.
Neckties are okay.
And it's having a big headphone mask pressed against my neck interferes with my dulcet tones. You know, I can't. I can't yell at that guy about how his house is on fire.
That's true.
Eat gonorrhea! Your house is still on fire! wake up! I wonder if many people listen to these recordings while going to sleep. I hope so. Because now they're paying very close attention to everything that I say.
Or paying very close attention to turning off the radio.
Don't go back to sleep. Someone in your house is going to rape you as soon as you go back to sleep.
Wow. The subliminal hour. That would be kind
of
creepy.
Like, send all of your free money to the Kingdom of Loathing. We need it more than you.
Dr. Van Mojo says, just curious, what's the logic behind making rank beads and class rings quest items? I can't see any circumstances in which you'd want to pull them, but maybe I'm missing something. I don't know.
Werebearer says, Jick, you're a pain. I think you woke him up. Or woke his kids up or something.
Dr. Van Mojo says, how's the progress on Arbor Day coming? I think that if there's anything that generic summer holiday taught me, it is that the best holidays come from putting the whole thing together in, like, the 3 hours before the holiday rolls out for the first time.
Jake has a plan. Nobody's going to like it.
But does he have a man in the command?
Yeah, nobody at all is going to like... But, eh.
It's interesting, but it's... it's interesting from where we sit, and I don't know if this is interesting.
Yeah, it's probably not at all interesting to people who actually play the game. Which, you know, sucks.
For them.
And Dr. Banbano just says, hey, a couple of weeks ago you seemed to be inclined to converting crossbow fever into disco fever and having it work with all crossbows. You mean all ranged weapons. Any more thoughts on this? Yeah, I'm still pretty much totally okay with that. I just haven't done it. Hogula says, what's the new What's Up Chuck adventure a reference to? The St. Sneaky Pete Stay Stupor one where some guy with a flat top haircut comes up to you, describes a greasy pork sandwich served in an ashtray, and picks your pocket. I don't actually know.
Let's just go ahead and wrote it.
Yeah. Jared the Red says, if Smoot has a Divine Librum, can you just nerf his? You know, like a super cool custom item. Haha, Gleeb says, for the last few months, a lot of previously existing caps have been replaced with diminishing returns. Will this trend continue? Will the catskin cap become a catskin diminishing return? Yeah. I don't really know of any other... what else have we done like this? What else? Did we recurb something recently?
I probably. I forget.
Over the past few months, he says. Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about doing it with plus adventure chance, but that is probably not going to happen. Pobbleblock says, Buffalo, 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 Buffalo.
That's yeah. Syntactically correct.
It is syntactically correct.
Only the word Buffalo.
Wait, what?
There's a sentence that is just nothing but the word buffalo repeated a certain amount of times, and it's a syntactically correct English sentence.
With no punctuation at all?
Yeah, with no punctuation.
Yeah. Eight in a row. Three of the buffaloes are capitalized.
Right.
It indicates the city.
Yeah.
And buffalo can also be used as a verb to coerce someone. And then a buffalo is, you know, a noun. There might be one other first usage, too.
Huh. Because there's the has.
Yeah, that. Johnny, while Susan had been correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although even saying that, I can't not pause in a way that makes it slightly more comprehensible.
Right.
But you have to add punctuation to that one to make it.
Right.
Frazzlehoon says, do you remember a long time ago when I sent you a package filled with razor blades, broken glass, a hoverboard, and the complete works of Edgar Allan Poe? Cool was fun. Yes, I am. That would just make me happy. Yeah, I do, actually. The hoverboard is still up on the shelf here. It's a hoverboard that looks suspiciously like a broken tape deck. But, yeah, I do. No, and that you sent... There's a big rubber-banded pile of number two pencils also on top of that, that were also in that. That was a pretty... you know, I also remember back in the day when I used to send my friends packages with just a bunch of random shit that I, you know, rather than throwing it away, I would just, you know, I would put it, I would label them in funny ways and then send them to people. Yeah.
You would just mail your trash to people?
I sent somebody, I had changed a doorknob, I had changed a lock, and I just had this, like, doorknob, and I sent it to somebody that labeled it as, like, a magic doorknob that whatever surface you placed it on would turn into a door that led into, like, a parallel dimension that was exactly like this one, but just rotated 90 degrees. I don't know if it worked or not.
I didn't try it. Let's see here. What was I going to say? Shit. Mr. Smoothie says, seriously, what do you... DB backend are you using? What is NODB? We're using MySQL, and NODB, which you spelled NODB, is actually NODB. It's INNODB, which
like
is
innovative.
Yeah, which is the non-blocking write method of storing MySQL data.
Preemptive, nice guy, multitasking.
Yeah, we use some MySQL all over the place. And
our database doesn't have any pants.
And the first one of you to suggest that we migrate databases gets shot, seriously. Because I know someone will be like, just migrate databases, and without, like, you know, like every other tech person in the world has ever told us about problems.
Yeah, yeah, really, our solution is to rewrite all of the code in the entire game and use Postgres.
Yeah.
As it is.
I'm still for using Postgres in future projects.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I also am a professional and understand that that's infeasible to
migrate KOL to Postgres.
Yeah, like, it's to the nth degree infeasible.
You know, if we were to ever add a third database server to KOL, we could probably do it as a Postgres server and move some stuff to it.
Let's just do the whole game in Ruby on Rails.
Okay. There we go.
Done.
The entire
don't be mean to people. He's making fun of Forum Wars. I'm supposed to be the one that disses people, hot stuff. What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
To me, like, okay, so they made the decision.
Grind to a halt.
Yeah, it just wouldn't work. They, you know, the primary developer for Forum Wars had stated that Ruby on Rails, even though he's, like, sort of aware of this sort of really high overhead that it has, believes that the development time that it saves him is worth. It is also possible that Forum Wars is infinitely hardware
that
scalable.
That is the possibility that would just sort of makes them.
Because if they are running, if every box has web server and database server on it, and there is only like a centralized database server for handling transactions between accounts, which I don't even know if there are any. I don't know if you can send other people items in Forum Wars, right? Like, it wouldn't work for us. Maybe it's gonna work for them. I look at it and I kind of cringe because I think, God, you know, if we had written KOL in something that was like really high overhead, object oriented, you know, did all the stuff on the back end automatically that Forum Wars does, or that Ruby on Rails does, we would never have made it out of the sort of like, you know, 50 simultaneous player deadlock that we first encountered. And I don't know what kind of latency problems they have.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You know, like, if it gets to the point where... Also, you know, we've always... We've never really run into money problems, right? Like, we've always been able to afford to sustain a larger user base than is technically required in terms of, like, average donation for us to continue to operate, right? Like, it is important to me to have a lot of savings so that the company can continue to operate even if people stop donating. And so, maybe it's entirely feasible to run a business with much, much thinner margins than we do,
I wasn't trying to poke like serious fun per se.
I saw that and I was like, because the idea of it sort of scares me. The idea of having to work with scaling something like that, and
we already have enough problems scaling our shit.
What's that flavor of BASIC that was recommended for kids to learn?
That Raph.
Yeah.
That's a Blitz BASIC.
Blitz BASIC. That's right.
Yeah.
We could just read out the game in that.
We could. there was a commercial version of BASIC that one of the first database systems that I managed was written in Business BASIC, which it was kind of neat actually. It was a version of BASIC that had
lots of go-to
built-in database functionality.
Huh.
Right. And it was like it was the thing to write point of sale software in. Like cash registers back when they were dumb terminals on a mainframe. Everything was written in this flavor of BASIC.
If you were a serious hacker in the early days, you probably could have just made billions of dollars if you figured out how to like get Trojans into like any kind
wooden
of
horses.
Yes. And leave them in cities until late at night.
The Last Sushi Inferno says, I just played Dark Cloud 2 for the first time. It was amazing. My wife really likes Dark Cloud and Dark Cloud 2, but I'm like, it just, the whole idea of your goddamn weapon having hit points and permadeath. Hey, it's a console game.
But it's also got, like, that has the crafting new weapons out of your old weapons as you go along.
Yeah, unless you fuck up and break them, in which case you gotta fucking start over.
Oh, well then don't screw up.
Break them by, for instance, killing enemies with them. You know, playing and not fucking up, even once, still punishes you by destroying your fucking weapon.
Huh.
And also, I, the first time I played it, I just got completely stuck because it happened to generate a dungeon where I was required to complete it with a character who only had a slingshot that would not do any damage to one of the enemies that was generated in that level. So it's like, okay, it is just impossible for me to beat this level.
Wait, I guess I don't understand how that...
Okay, so they put these weird constraints on levels sometimes to make it an interesting challenge, right?
Yeah.
So this one, constrained, you had to use this girl that can only use a slingshot.
Okay.
Right? There was a monster that every time you hit it with a slingshot did one damage to it. It had like 300 hit points, and every time you shot the slingshot, it used up 3% of the slingshot's health.
Oh, wow.
So...
Could you not equip another slingshot?
I could have if I had one.
I see.
But you also can't leave the level. So,
yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, game. This is fun. I'm going to stop playing you now.
Speaking of stopping, I think we're out of time.
Oh, come on.
Time is relative.
Your mom is relative.
To me.
I'm going to see if good old I Speculum is ready. What song should we go out on?
Do you have Gorillaz on there?
I don't think I do.
Well, you suck.
We could go out on thinking about your axe wound.
There you go.
That's good.
It's only 1 minute long, though. I gotta see if he's like really ready before I.
Well, I'm gonna play with this ball of yarn while you figure that out.
It's weird. Hot stuff can be entertained for hours and hours by the simple ball of yarn.
Yeah, I shouldn't have spent all that money on DS.
Yeah, Hot Stuff got a DS. He has joined the 18th century.
Yar. I'm a good.
Are your humors virulent and in good standing?
I'm like halfway through Professor Layton. I have so far bones are all over.
You have to build Vic speak.
Yeah. Magic puzzles are aggravating, but yeah. I had one puzzle I had to get some hands on so far. I think it was the stupid alien one. Where they're like, the aliens are like,
oh, yeah.
Poking a hole in some paper and drawing a line to indicate where it was. What are they doing?
That was a pain in the ass.
Having gay sex.
Yeah, like, please.
We saw an interesting malfunction on a traffic, one of those changing construction site signs. It said, like, two of the letters were stuck as L's, and so it was rotating through slow doll, road wall, three mil. Slow doll, road wall, 3 mil. Slow doll, road wall, 3 mil.
Sounds like something that Japanese kids say when they're trying to do English tongue twisters.
Yep. He thrusts his fists against the posts and still insists he sees the ghosts. The ghostesses who is indeed after him.
Boss.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna play this 1 minute song and then Ice Beck has you. He has you now.
Like cheeseburger.
Bye. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you Thursday.
See ya.
Well, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Well, baby, I'm singing about your gash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Singing about your gash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your slash hole. Well, baby, I'm singing about your flange. Well, baby, I'm singing about your slash hole. Singing about your flange. Well, baby, I'm singing about your spankers. Well, baby, I'm singing about your snatch. Well, baby, I'm singing about your spankers. Singing about your snatch. Dibbity, dibbity, flash, dibbity, dibbity, minge, dibbity, flash, dibbity, dibbity, gash, dibbity, slop, dibbity, box, dibbity, mound, dibbity, wax, minge, flash, dibbity, slop. Well, baby, I'm singing about your axe. Well, baby, I'm singing about your gash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your axe. Singing about your gash.